Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
iHeartRadio presents Tom Brokaw. Now hear this.
Today, a combination of my past and the present. I made my first trip with my wife Meredith to Paris in 1966, and it was all that we could have hoped. On the final night that we were there, we had dinner with a friend on Île de Cité, which is where Notre Dame is located. It was a small country restaurant. And as we finished our meal, we began to walk back to the hotel. And the most picturesque snowfall I had ever witnessed began to cover us. Large snowflakes and very soft. And as we were walking along the edge of the Seine, I turned to look back at Notre Dame, at those twin towers. And they seemed to be saying to me, "Don't worry, we've got you covered, I've got your back." And from that moment on, Notre Dame always had a special place in my heart. I went there next in 1974 when Richard Nixon went to the funeral for the beloved president of France, Georges Pompidou. And that too was memorable, but for different reasons. Nixon in 1974 was trying to hang on to office. Watergate was closing in on him, so he was going around the world to demonstrate that he was still president of the United States. And what better place than Paris? A young priest was assigned to me. I was a reporter representing all of my NBC and White House reporter colleagues. I said, "I've got to have a better location so I can see everything." He took me to a narrow staircase that it must have been 300 or 400 years old. And we walked this staircase, hard cement steps, all the way to the top of Notre Dame so I could look down on the entire congregation. It was breathtaking, as you can possibly imagine. And later, when I looked at the films, I could see Richard Nixon glancing around in the front row, if not the most powerful man, representing the most powerful country in the world. But of course, his presidency was in peril because of Watergate. He wanted to demonstrate that he was still the president of the United States. And so after the funeral, he assembled a number of world leaders to come by the American embassy. That didn't make the French very happy. They thought, "We're in a period of mourning. We're not here in a period of politicking, trying to save your office." But Willy Brandt of Germany and others came by. And then General Alexander Haig, who was the president's principal assistant, said, "They don't understand all this talk about impeachment. America under Richard Nixon has been a solid ally." That was his attempt to keep Nixon in office. And at the end of the trip, obviously, we turned around, went home to America. Within 4 months, Richard Nixon was on his way out of office. All the trips in the world, all the claims of executive privilege could not withstand the damage that had been done by his aides and by the president himself in abusing his office. Now, when I went back this past weekend, I looked at Notre Dame in a different way. I know that they're going to reconstruct it, but it's also symptomatic and symbolic of the Catholic Church around the world. And the Catholic Church is in turmoil because of the misbehavior of priests, it turns out, for generations. So we have that going on. At the same time, Richard Nixon is gone, but the world is divided into different kinds of troubles. The attacks in Sri Lanka, for example, the continuing wars in Afghanistan and Syria, where Americans from time to time lose their lives in the two longest wars in our country's history. So it is a time of great turmoil. Then I come back to America and I...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Watch the hearings on the Hill between the new Attorney General representing Donald Trump, effectively, not just his office, the Democrats who are trying to gain ground in their attempts to run for President of the United States, the Senator from California, the Senator from New Jersey, the Senator from Minnesota, all of them weighing in. And I must say that I was not very impressed with the performance of the Attorney General. He's been around a long time. He served in that job once before, and he had a reputation as being a very smart man. But it seemed to me that he, in his often clumsy responses, was really trying to cover for the President of the United States, and then he refused to appear before a House committee as well. So we're off on another track once again. It's all very reminiscent of what we went through with Watergate in 1963 and 1964, but here's a very substantial difference. Now it is 24/7. There is no relief. We didn't have social media in those days. The president could make a statement. I would take a look at it. I would get it in shape and put it on the air. Now it automatically, whatever the president says, and this president has a lot to say in social media, it rockets around the world. It's open to interpretation. We don't know truth from fantasy. That, I think, is one of the great, great perils of the time in which we're now living. How do we decide what we can count on and what we can rely on and what is just being manufactured, as I often say, by some guy in his shorts sitting in a basement in Chicago? He couldn't get a date for the prom, so he's going to get even with the world by pumping out what amounts to nothing more than propaganda of his own imagination. We're going to have to find a way, as a continuing democracy, to deal with information overload, so much of it unreliable. There was once a description of what is a violation of free speech. A member of the Supreme Court said, "You're violating free speech when you falsely yell fire in a crowded theater." That's something everyone can understand. Now, fire is being falsely yelled 24/7. We don't know what to believe, and it can be very damaging, because once it's out there, people pick up on it, they take it as the essential truth, and then the victim, whoever it may be, man, woman, or a philosophy, will never, ever catch up to it. That ought to be one of the principal issues that we're dealing with in this election year. What can we trust in what we see on our instruments, our iPhones and iPads, that flies through the air and we never seem to catch up to it? That's an obligation of both parties to develop in some fashion an understanding of what we're going to see and hear. And in the meantime, it's up to the individuals to say, that doesn't sound right to me. Let me do some more research. I often say to people, if we spend as much time trying to determine the credibility and the reliability of what we see on social media as we do in buying, for example, a new television set, or for that matter, a new iPhone, but we take whatever comes off those screens through the air as the gospel, and in fact, that can be very, very damaging to not just our way of governing each other, but our own lives and how we control and plan them. We've got a lot of work to do, and it will only happen if people will set aside momentarily their most beloved political philosophy and say, we're all dealing with something else here. We've got to get reliable in terms of what we can count on when it's information. For iHeartRadio, I'm Tom Brokaw. Now hear this.